So, Sri Krishna constantly underlines the superiority of knowledge over action. But with regard to action, he constantly says that karma is preferable. Why preferable? Because karma gives you the fulfillment. If you understand this relationship, the problem actually ceases. But in spite of all that Sri Krishna has said so far, this question still remains in the mind of Arjuna. And that is because in the time of Arjuna, there had come about a great emphasis on the word sannyasa. And sannyasa was a word associated with the word knowledge. And it was said that sannyasa is far superior to anything else in the world. That is why Arjuna, under the influence of the ideas which were prevalent at that time, has built up a psychological reverence for sannyasa. And wherever there is the emphasis on jnana, he feels there is an emphasis on sannyasa. And he feels that the mood in which he is now gripped of going away from the battlefield is also sannyasa. And when he says, I will go away from the battlefield and not fight, is actually following a greater path of sannyasa. And Sri Krishna seems to be saying something contrary to it. And yet in answering, he constantly praises jnana, constantly praises sannyasa. So this is a confusion which requires to be straightened. And in the chapter number 5 and 6, it is this which is straightened. You might say once for all. But actually in the mind of Arjuna it still remains. Even in the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna comes again to sannyasa and tyaga. We shall come to that later on. But at the moment, we are still at this point where this question has to be straightened. So let us see the question that is put at the very beginning of chapter number 5. Sanyasam karmanam Krishna punar yogam cha shamsasi. This is page 217. Sanyasam karmanam Krishna punar yogam cha shamsasi yat shreyaha etayo ekam tanme bruhi sunishchitam. O Krishna, you are praising the renunciation of action. And again you are praising performance of action. Between the two, etayoho, between the two, yat shreyaha, what is better, tat me bruhi, that you tell me, sunishitam, with definiteness. Again he is complaining that you are talking a language which is bewildering, perplexing, ambiguously. Therefore, sunishchitam, you just tell me with definiteness which one of them between the two is better, renunciation of action or performance of action, which is better. Now Sri Krishna answers this question. And he says, sannyasaha karma yogascha nishreyasa karau ubhau. The renunciation of action and performance of action, both of them lead you to the supreme welfare. Nishreyasa karau ubhau. Both of them lead you to the supreme welfare. Tayostu, however, between the two, karma sannyasat karma yoga visheshyate, which is definiteness now. Between the two, renunciation of action, between the two, that is renunciation of action and performance of action, between the two, karma yoga visheshyate, performance of action is superior. Now this superiority is not in the sense in which knowledge is superior to action. This is because in terms of fulfillment, karma yoga is superior. Karma yoga is also superior because it is much easier of pursuit. If you want to renounce action, then the process of renunciation of action is much more difficult than performance of action. From both these points of view, karma yoga visheshyate, that which fulfills and that which is easier to follow. Now why is it easier to follow karma yoga? Because karma sannyasa, if you want to give up action altogether, it is very difficult, because even for the maintenance of the body you have to do action. Breathing itself is an action. So if you want to renounce action altogether, you might say in a sense it is impossible. The real karma sannyasa is basically impossible unless you leave the body altogether. But so long as you are caught in the body, even if you want to renounce action, it is not possible. Therefore, those who follow the process of renunciation of action, even they concede that you should do action, but do minimum action. Even those people who want to renounce action, their prescription is that since you cannot give up all actions, you simply reduce your action to the minimum, that which sustains your body. And then they say that you do only certain kinds of karma. So there is a whole theory of what kinds of karma you should do, the minimum amount. So even those who want to renounce action, even they propose some actions at least, although minimum, and certain important actions. That being the case, it is better and much easier to accept the fact that performance of action itself can be used for your highest welfare. So it is much easier. And also if you do that, you arrive at a greater fulfillment. Therefore, karma yoga visheshyate. Now Sri Krishna, however, brings out what is called identity of the process of knowledge and the process of action. Here, of course, he says that karma yoga visheshyate, it is much better. But now Sri Krishna goes one step farther and he says that actually speaking, Sankhya, which is the process of knowledge, and yoga, which is the process of action, are basically one and the same thing. Why is it so? Because he says, look at the heart of the matter. What is the heart of Sankhya and what is the heart of Karma Yoga? Karma Yoga certainly prescribes that you should perform action. But performance action is not the heart of Karma Yoga. As I had said earlier, the Karma Yoga of the Gita is not a Karma Yoga of beauty. In the Karma Yoga, which simply says you do your duty, performance of action is the very heart of duty. But the Karma Yoga that Sri Krishna gives here is a Karma Yoga in which knowledge is superior to action. That is the very basis of this Karma Yoga. And Sri Krishna says that you cannot really be a Karma Yogi unless you do karma with knowledge. You don't do merely action for the sake of beauty. for performance of duty, but you do your action with knowledge. And what knowledge? Knowledge of yajna. And this knowledge of yajna is a knowledge of the whole universe. And when you perceive that the whole world is nothing but a sacrifice, in that sacrifice you come to know who is the sacrificer, what is the real fire, and who is the receiver of the fire, of the oblation that you make. In other words, without the knowledge of the Supreme, without the knowledge the Supreme is the doer of all actions, without your putting yourself into the hands of the Divine and realizing that Divine Himself is performing action through you, unless all this knowledge is born in you, you are not a Karma Yogi. So the heart of Karma Yoga is all this great knowledge. So since knowledge is the very heart of Karma Yoga, and the very heart of Jnana Yoga is knowledge, since both of them impose upon you a true knowledge, both are one and the same.